Welcome to another podcast and video from Hope to Families. Each message you hear will be a personal story of one individual that through difficulties in life found hope. That hope that they found is in a person, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello, Dad. How's it going?
It's going well, look. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good. It's a bit strange, isn't it? Like Dad and son sitting opposite each other.
Yeah, because we were just having a normal conversation and then we just dive straight into it. But that's okay. The purpose of this video slash podcast is to finally conclude and clarify what actually is Hope to Families.
Absolutely. Hope to Families is a registered charity, look, and I suppose initially it was to bring hope to families facing cancer, to provide them support, whatever that might be, practical, emotional, spiritual. However, when we opened the centre, we have discovered that we've widened that out and we're now bringing hope to families just facing any sort of difficulty in life. We also have a wildfire branch, which is the youth branch that you head up. So tell us, what's that about?
So yes, they're not to be confused. They're not two separate entities. So you've got Hope to Families, as you said, and then you've got Wildfire, which is the youth / discipleship branch.
Absolutely. Okay? Yeah.
So it has a different sort of focus, a different sort of outlook to Hope to Families. And its central focus is to ignite men and women of God into a deeper discipleship with Christ.
Amazing.
In short. So what does Hope to Families actually stand for? Like, what does it stand for?
Hope to Families stands for, well, initially I've already referred to it. It brings, first and foremost, practical, emotional and spiritual support to all families that come our way. And I guess we want to instill that hope. Obviously, being Hope to Families, we want to still instill that hope into every individual that comes through the doors or every individual that we make contact with. And that hope's only to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we want to try and restore families, whether that be marriages, whether that be children and parents. We want to try and bring restoration to families. And obviously, then finally, we want to raise awareness for families, not only in relation to cancer and all that that entails emotionally and physically upon the cancer sufferer, but we want to also raise awareness with regards to drug addiction. We've had a lot of families coming into the centre with addiction problems. So we want to raise awareness on that.
Yeah, so you've got those four main points of what you stand for.
Absolutely, four main points, all in a nutshell: physical, spiritual, emotional, hope in Jesus Christ, raise awareness with cancer, drug addiction, and obviously bring restoration to families.
Perfect.
What about yourselves in the Wildfire branch?
Yeah, this is so back to forth and formal.
No, it shouldn't be formal.
This is not scripted.
We have not scripted this.
It is. It's totally scripted.
What actually, Wildfire, give me just sort of...
So what we stand for, four main things, just like Hope to Families, but of course...
And it's not scripted. It is so scripted. So you've got four, I've got four.
It's beautifully paralleled. We want to disciple the individual.
Yeah.
So we just want to disciple specifically in the age bracket of 12 to 24 year olds. And then we want to get that disciple to then go and disciple themselves.
Absolutely.
So we're going to disciple the individual, and then we're going to get that individual to disciple. And we want to create that rhetoric where we disciple them, where they're in a position to then disciple, and that goes generationally, so forth, and continues like a...
Wildfire! Yeah! We want it to spread like
wildfire.
You just
burst so many eardrums.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. But excited. And then we want to create a network of unity. So we just want to sort of draw alongside churches. We want to draw alongside different organizations, different charities. And we just want to journey with them, help them, and disciple along with them, and just create that unity and that togetherness and help accomplish other people's missions as well, because centrally it's to serve Christ and disciple. We're all doing the same thing, just different methods. We want to join together, and then we want to have fun as
brilliant.
Well. And you want to have fun as well in Hope to Families.
Well, my life centers around fun. Here, just on that, I want to ask you something. Sorry, just off the beaten track. No, Wildfire is obviously going to make connection with churches, etc. Is not right? Did you say that?
Said that.
Oh, sorry. I actually was listening. thanks for that. Just clarity.
Oh, was that it? That's it.
I just wanted to make sure that you were connecting to churches in the area, you know,
yes,
and further afield.
Yeah, because likewise, like yourself, in the Hope to Families, it's a charity. It's going to be connecting 100%. With churches, with families, with
absolutely.
So many different things to try and provide that practice support and provide practice support in communities.
And can we put that out there just now as well? We would love to connect with churches to literally tell them what we do.
Yeah,
so that's brilliant.
So Hope to Families wants to connect with churches, communities and charities to provide those four things that you said, the emotional practical support and the restoration and the cancer support.
Absolutely.
And then on the youth branch side of things, we too want to connect with churches, but with the slant of discipleship.
Absolutely. Brilliant. I love it, actually.
Is it good, isn't it?
I really, really, I'm sort of excited about it.
So why does Hope to Families exist? Why? Because you've just told us the what, but what's behind that? Why? What's the motivation behind it?
Simple. The original motivation behind it was obviously my own, as you know, my own journey through cancer and my time in hospital. You didn't know?
Yeah.
That's just for Dylan. That's for Dylan. You didn't know?
Yeah.
So that's the motivational. So why we do what we do is because literally, look, you know, we have seen it. The devastation that's out there in families would motivate any believer to try and reach out and bring a message of hope. So that's why we do what we do. Fundamentally, obviously, is because of my own journey and just watching people struggling through chemotherapy, through cancer diagnosis, through everything. But ultimately, just seeing the need. That is why we do what we do. And remember this, Luke. The other thing is, you know the way we wear all them bands? Do you wear one? WWJD? Yeah? No, you don't?
No.
What would Jesus do?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you're with me. What would Jesus do? And remember, scripturally, when Jesus saw the people, he was moved with compassion. So as a Christian, it's not just okay just to say you're Christian. You've actually got to do something. So put feet to it and bring support to that. So just that's the whole purpose of why we do what we do. I guess you do what you do because you're a young guy, or is there more to it with the wildfire?
There's more to it.
Oh, it's deeper. Okay.
So why we do what we do is we want to be conductors of God's love. So too often or not, conductors. Like electricity.
I'm back in physics in Cookstown High School after you just said that.
No, yeah. So often or not, we learn something, God teaches us something because that's what our journey is. But we don't want to just be like conduits where we just keep it and store it all up. We want to just transfer that. And that's what it is.
There's a sermon on that. There's two C's. Conductor and a conduit. Oh, love it. Yes.
So we want to just provide Wildfire that platform where we give young people a voice to grow, young people a voice to speak and to teach and to put themselves out there and learn and to be discipled and to not just keep what God's teaching them, but to actually speak it. And also, like, our leaders, myself included, we're so young. We want to do that. There's so much God's teaching me. I want to.
Can I just interact?
Yeah.
I'm also a leader. Does that mean like we are so young?
Yeah,
we are so young.
You're a leader.
I'm a leader, absolutely.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So are you retracting the statement of youth?
I'm not. And then we also want to provide day to day. That was our motivation. So often or not, I would have a conversation with someone and I'd say like, how's your faith going? And they say it's up, it's down. They'd say that it could be better. And I just got exhausted by that rhetoric that was happening within like God's church, that was happening within my specific generation, like that 12 to 24 year old bracket. And I was getting exhausted by that. And rather I want to say, how's your faith going? It's going incredible. I'm running my race. I'm passionate. I'm on fire for Christ.
Absolutely.
And so we want to just help instill that in people through God's word and through some of the practicalities of what we do. And then there was also seeing a need and meeting a need. So like going and doing teams in communities and churches and seeing the works that were being done, but then having to leave them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like doing a team, going out, doing a kids camp.
Oh, I know.
And then leaving
that. So it's the follow-up.
Leaving that community.
Do you remember, can I just interrupt there again? Do you remember Norman Linus, you know, my mentor? Norman Linus used to say it was always the follow-up that was key. So it's okay coming to like Remelton or somewhere, wherever you, and being there a week, but it's the follow-up. Very good, look.
Yeah. So they would then, like the church, the organization, they would then contact us and we would then bring a team out there to help further that ministry, which is one of our discipleship programs. We want to sow We want to reap that which has been sown.
Brilliant. Love it.
Do you know what I mean? And then we've also got everything has and continues to grow like a wildfire. So maybe whenever we started, it wasn't what it looked like now. But God has just sort of blessed us and kept it growing and going. And a lot of people have just started joining. Yeah. And so many people have started watching. And it's sort of kept us going. And it's brought us to like the podcast, the YouTube, the center. Just so much is happening. And it basically means that whenever people ask us, where's wildfire going? We don't really know, because wherever God's going to take and God's going to grow it means we're going to grow deeper into it.
Absolutely.
So that's the sort of the four things of why the youth branch side of Hope to Families does what it does.
Amazing. And the very ethos of your name, Wildfire, you have no idea. When a wildfire starts, it spreads.
Exactly.
So you have no idea where Wildfire Ministries is going to go and how God's going to bless it. That's phenomenal.
And that's...
I'm excited about that.
You said that. Well, but you are excited.
Well, I'm an excitable sort of a guy.
I'm more excited than you. We're both excitable.
We are.
I am your son. Okay, so how do you do what you do on the Hope to Families side through that lens? How do you accomplish what you've said and why you said that? You've got the motivation, you've got the what, but how do you do it?
Well, we've got a lot of things happening, with so many things happening. So, for example, we've got our Monday and Friday drop-ins, which have been just amazing. Monday and Friday, 11 o'clock to 2, two ladies that are in the kitchen all the time, Joanne and Thelma, just running that, and it's tremendous. So many people are coming in. You know, without going into too much detail, obviously, you know that there's been many people that have received help already with regards to drug rehabilitation, with regards to various things. So that's tremendous. Then we've got our men's group on a Monday night. Then we've got our ladies group as well. Then we come together, men and ladies, two Wednesday nights a month. Mm-hmm. And we have that study time and prayer time together. Then Ken McClatchy runs a thing at 3 o'clock on a Sunday. And it's just tremendous. We've also got some sort of informative training programs that are planned, and that's in relation to addiction. We are also making connection at the minute with Women's Aid and with the Staris Foundation as well. The other thing that we're about to launch, and it's just amazing, we've got a few guys that are going to bring an amazing thing. You came up with the name of it and I forgot it. It's not, our practical side, we're going to the community.
Teams for Hope.
Teams for Hope. So Teams for Hope are going to do a lot of practical things over the summer, whether that be painting. We've already had a guy here, Clark, who's already painted a lady's house. We'll be doing gardening and various things like that. So again, what we say, we've got things to back it up practically to actually do.
What's happening? Yeah, so you're going to be, that's just one aspect. You sort of, this is the how you're doing it. Oh, yes.
You just asked me how was.
Sorry, that was bad for me there. Yes.
I knew, because you were looking at me as if to say, what am I on?
Yes, sorry.
Yes, okay. That's the high.
Yes, so for Hope to Families, if I could come in as well and interject, may I?
You may. Yeah.
So you've got the Divergent Online content. Now, what does that mean? So that's everything that we're on all of our social media platforms.
There's loads of platforms.
Yes, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, podcasts.
Brilliant. And guys, I want to say, please get onto all that stuff. There's so many amazing interviews. And I think we've got to say this. Look, it's not just me and you. There's so many amazing stories.
Yeah, the Journey and Hope interviews.
Journey and Hope interviews. We'll be coming to yours now, but I think a lot of people have contacted me in relation to the wildfire ones. The one that you did with Michael Williams.
Yes.
Has just been I've had so many people contact me just to say, wow.
Yeah, because he's incredible.
It's tremendous. Well, there's a lot of incredible people. Yeah. Michael, certainly. Mike Williams is.
In your Journey and Hope interviews, you've interviewed people who have gone through mental illness, cancer, people who is struggling with identity issues. Transgenderism, asexual, biromantic, things like that. You've got people going through cancer.
Yeah.
And it's about hearing their stories, giving them a voice, and making people aware of the reality of suffering.
Absolutely.
But also the hope that people find in Christ.
That's it. The whole message through that, yes, that's their journeys, but they all want to bring this word that is key to and fundamental to our organization. Hope.
Hope.
Yeah.
I've heard that a few times. And then you said yourself, you've got training programs.
Some training programs.
That you want to do. Training people in alcohol addiction, training people in drug addiction, how we can educate ourselves in that and better ourselves in that. And there's so many more training programs that will come throughout the years.
Absolutely.
And then you've got the events.
We've got our events. We've got our like praise nights. We've got
You said it, the drop-ins. I'm just recapping. And then you've got,
I just thought you were trying to say, right, Dad, you're going to repeat yourself again, so just stop.
that is what I said. All right, okay. And then we have the teams as well, as you said, that are going to go out. Teams of Hope are going to go out into communities, neighborhoods, churches,
yeah.
And we're just going to provide practical support. We're literally just going to do and help people as best we can.
Whatever's needed, we're going to try. We're going to try and meet that need. We've got a few talented people that come to the center, like whether that be in joinery, whether that be in landscaping, whether that be in electrics. We've got a few people that want to help.
And we all know how we are incompetent in that area, so we appreciate those giftings far
we
more.
We are extremely incompetent in that area. We definitely are, because if I was to ask you to bring out the lawnmower, do you know what a lawnmower is? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not getting into that.
No, we're not going to slice
this
each other.
This is the point where you now ask me what the welfare branch, how it accomplishes.
Look, this is the point where I now ask you, what does the wildfire branch do? How do they accomplish what they seek to do?
Well, Mark, thank you for...
I'm also your dad's son.
Yes, you called me Luke, though. You didn't call me son.
Oh, sorry, Luke.
So I'm just reciprocating.
Yeah.
So we too have our, again, 4 points.
We are actually preachers. We are actually preachers.
And then we've got number one is divergent online content.
Yeah.
So it's the same. We're on all the same social media platforms, and we too have our own podcast. And we also have music, though. We have a worship team, and we
is that on Spotify?
That's on everything that you can think of.
I'm not really up into all that stuff, but it sounds good.
11 to 12 streaming platforms for music.
Brilliant.
11 to 12 streaming platforms for Wildfire Podcast. 11 to 12 streaming platforms for the Hope to Families podcast. That includes Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts.
That's really, really good.
And various
others. That's the way forward, isn't it?
It's the way forward.
Aye.
It's the way forward. And then we've got our discipleship programs. So we've got our Paul and Timothy, which is just individual one-on-one discipling and getting them prepared to go and disciple. We've got our Sow and Reap discipleship.
Paul and Timothy, they live in Coleraine. I mean biblical Paul and Timothy. Yes. Yeah, okay.
And then we've got our Sow and Reap discipleship, which is those people who are sowing and doing a work.
Yeah.
They can call on us, Wildfire, to come and reap that which is being sown.
Absolutely.
Then we've got our football and fellowship, which is discipling through football. Then we've got our events.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Wildfire Nights, which is 17 to 24 year olds. We've got Wildfire Youth, which is 12 to 16 year olds. And then we have Wildfire Chill, which is a series of connection events like spike ball, volleyball, football, watching the Champions League, watching Liverpool lose the Champions League. And then we've got...
I love that one. Yeah, the league and the Champions League in a week. I love it.
Thank you. And then we've got our Wildfire Hotspots, which is our... Take a guess.
Hotspot?
No. Small groups.
Oh, yeah.
Play on words.
What's a play on words?
Hotspots.
Hotspots, yeah. Brilliant.
Hotspots.
Yeah.
You know, you get a hotspot for like data or Wi-Fi.
I don't know what that is, but it comes up on my phone. You're not connected to a hotspot.
So we have little hotspots where we meet in small groups. So that's,
love it.
That's another.
That's tremendous.
Yes. And then we've got our teams. So just if you have your teams, we have our teams, but they have a different focus, such as Spark, Ember, Ignite.
Yeah.
So there are just three different levels or three different stages of people's journey and relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
And they would then decide which team they want to go on, and we then progress them. And there's more details to that.
That's fantastic.
But that's how we do what we do.
That's amazing. I love it. Honestly, there's such a need and so much potential here. It's tremendous, look.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so, where can people find us? I'll take this one.
I am out of this.
So, they can find us on Instagram. And this is for both. So, Hope to Families and Wildfire.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's crossover. But we've created channels for each just to facilitate the different sort of lens and focus of our branch and then Hope to Families as a whole. So we've got Instagram accounts for each.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Twitter accounts for each.
Okay.
We've got Snapchat accounts for each. We've got Facebook accounts for each. We've got a podcast account for each.
Okay.
We've then got our music as well that can be found, which we've discussed. And we've got a website for Hope to Families.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a website for Wildfire.
That's brilliant.
And that's everything. Let me just double check. We've got TikTok for Hope to Families, and we've got TikTok for Wildfire. That sounds really good. All I know is that I can work none of them. So thank you for that.
And we've got our YouTube channels as well.
Aye, okay.
Yes.
Dead on. Brilliant.
YouTube for Tommy, people, YouTube for Taylor Theology. And we've also got a YouTube for Mark Taylor. So we're in no short supply, in summary, of where people can find us. There's really no excuse.
There is no excuse whatsoever.
We are everywhere.
Again, we're spreading like wildfire. Yeah.
So, in summary, this here podcast, this video that you're listening to, this is here to say what Hope to Families is, what it is, what its focus is,
yeah,
why it's created, how it does it, and where you can find it. And again, there's going to be a mission statement, so there's going to be a document that you can read,
yeah,
but that can be used alongside this video, this podcast, that you can listen to and read and go back and forth. And
so can people watch what we've just done now?
People can watch it. They can go back and forth.
And then just listen?
Yes, they can be like, what was Hope's Farms for? Why did they do it? How did they do it?
It's very good.
Why did they do it? And they can do the same for Wildfire. And they will also have a written document in front of them that will explain it as well.
Man.
Okay. So that's it. What? How? Why? Where? The same.
Brilliant.
What? Why? How? Where?
I love
it. So in summary, Hope to Families, give us a few lines.
Hope to Families, simple. Letting the families know that there is hope to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only hope. That's it.
And Wildfire is the youth branch, which has a specific focus of discipleship.
Yeah.
But we too want to instill people with the same hope.
Yeah.
That is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure doing this with you.
Look, honestly, this has been probably one of my lifetime achievements today. And I hereby. Yeah, thanks. It's great. It's great. All joking aside, it's great to let people know what we're doing.
Yeah, like, exactly. I mean, and we want people to contact us.
100%.
And we want,
100%.
We're already getting so much contact. So many people are listening. So many people are watching. So many people are messaging us. And we are stretched because we're only beginning, and we should make people aware that we are a registered charity. Isn't that correct?
We are a registered charity, and people, we are so thankful for those that do give to us, both because it's needed, obviously, to keep the centre going. So yes, registered charity. People, if they want, they can claim, you know, they can fill out a form, gift aid, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So yeah, we're thrilled at that. Look,
so you can give to the work that we are doing, the charity that is Hope to Families
or Wildfire,
and you can find that on our websites. You can find that on our social medias. You can get in contact with us if you want.
Are you creating a GoFundMe page that's going to be live constantly?
Yeah, we're going to be creating a live GoFundMe page that people can give to.
Yeah.
So again, contact us or give to the GoFundMe page or find the links on our websites that you can give to Hope to Families, and by doing so, you give to the youth branch side of things as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate it, whether that be just a one-time giving option or whether you want to set up a, be a donor and be a daily.
Oh, aye, one time. If somebody's giving one time 10 grand, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know,
happy
with the one time. Like.
Yeah. And we also appreciate prayers as well. Praying
more than anything. Look,
yeah.
More than,
because we raise awareness for people going through suffering, yeah, and we want to pray to our God who's sovereign and is in it. It's not just about the money. But of course, that's a practical side of things as well.
Keeps things going. And we're also, like, as you know, we're also investing that into areas of need. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And we will see you on the next podcast on both side of things. And the next, people are going to be watching this and seeing this all over the place. So
brilliant.
We'll just say,
it's class.
Look, we'll just say goodbye to the camera.
Goodbye. And bless you, folks. Keep praying for us. We'll love you. Love you, Luke. And you're going to Africa. Sorry, we're doing this today. Is this going out before you go? No, or no?
It depends if I can get it. I can get it done. Either way, I'll either be in Africa or I'll be heading to Africa.
So, brilliant. Crazy. Perfect.
Okay, so see you next time.
See you next time, guys.